Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower and I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen to our shows on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also download them and send them off to your friends and relatives, and we appreciate you doing that. And you can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, Castbox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. And do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. America's Raging of Nations. If I were the most famous preacher on earth, I could not do it. And Call No Man Father. This has been the blight of the church and its leadership in every generation. These words were addressed to the disciples and the crowds that had gathered around. God's Overcoming Grace for Perilous Times. God's overcoming grace is understood as His favor toward us. I know that the Lord is almighty here, but it is not especially a good thing if you are outside His grace and favor. Finding grace in time of need. There is no doubt in perilous times we need God's grace and guidance to help us in our journey in these dangerous prophetic end of days. And on warn-usa.com, Christian genocide. This week the battle is on as latest reports post the truth of genocide for Christian believers worldwide. Also on warn-usa.com, Refiner's Fire, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 6 on Battle Lines. The Refiner's Fire, Isaiah, is one of the most prophetic and metaphoric works in Scripture today, although a long time ago we find out that in the nations of men and women, the evil that pulls us from the Lord has not changed. And on Dana Glenn Smith, don't miss the Lucifer Project group. And also, the Rising is out now. It's the second book in the Steel series by the Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. And it's not yet in the bookstore on danaglennsmith.com, but you can go to liferichpublishing.com. And the Rising is part two in the Steel series. Here we introduce a former Black Ops sniper named Mac. He is a hardcore and one of the best at what he does. His work is secretive, elusive, and necessary, but he wanted out. So you can go to Dana Glenn Smith to find out more about that, The Rising. And also, the first book, Steal the Darkness, is on. You can find more information on Dana Glenn Smith about that book. Be sure to go to danaglennsmith.com to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter. And you can also visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature Christian books and other resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome to another edition of a Friday Shofar. Sound the shofar. One of these days we're going to be hearing that trumpet, the last trump. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump. The Bible says the last trump. The very last trumpet that will announce the coming of the Lord and the gathering of his people. Thank God for that. We have been away because of last week and Thanksgiving, but we didn't have a Thanksgiving. We were with the family. We had some important family business to take care of, and we got some good news as a result of that, so that's good. Meanwhile, we've been working on the book. I've been working on the book. It's kind of hard to have two of us working on this particular thing because I do all the websites and everything. We have got The Rising and Steal the Darkness and a lot of other stuff in our commerce shop, our bookstore and mercantile or whatever you want to call it. It's a shop. It has a lot of different things in it. And we really haven't, I've had it up for some time, but I was waiting for The Rising, and it took quite a while. It's published with Life Rich Publishing, and you can go to our websites, warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com, and you'll find plenty of stuff on there about the book. And you can find more information, you can find links to get to the book page, the featured book page, and a lot of other things like that. And find out about The Rising. You can get a copy. It's already on Barnes & Noble and Amazon, Ingram, and a number of others. I've even had a chance to check every place that it's at. We haven't even got our books coming yet. And we knew we wouldn't because of the timing of the book coming out and all the rest of this stuff. So we've got yet to do that. And so we're not too concerned about it right now because the book is published and we're glad. It's a good read. We recommend you get it. And the one thing good about it being on Amazon, you can get it pretty much worldwide. We also had some news out of Spotify, and we get these from these companies that track it, and we have another company, and we're not even associated with it, didn't even know, but they had contacted us saying in a particular country that's hostile to Christians, our podcast and stuff is doing really well. And when we got the news from Spotify, now we're on Spotify through a number of other things. We're on Spreaker and quite a few others. And they distribute the broadcast as well. So Spotify told us that we had a 200% increase in followers on Spotify, and that they listen from 5 in the morning till about 11. And that's an interesting thing, because when we were doing shortwave years ago, I used to figure when people were listening in the Middle East and things so I could get it there at an appropriate time. And while this broadcast originates in the United States, our websites are here, our main target is the United States, this is the gospel. The gospel goes out into all the world. And that's what it's intended to do. I'm that voice in the time of the night. And while it's not nighttime here, we are in that time of the night when darkness arises and when the son of perdition will be coming one of these days. And it doesn't mean he's going to arrive tomorrow. The timing is set, and when it's time for him to be revealed, he'll be revealed. Excuse me if I'm not too excited about that. We already have a number of antichrists here and dark ones running around. We have a whole plethora of wickedness and evil spirits doing their deed on the planet today and in the spiritual realm. But I want you to know that when it comes to who's in charge, the Lord is in charge. And wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, even if you're faced in some of the places that are very, very dangerous for Christians, he can keep you. We have important things coming in all the time from the field, from people who are there, from people who work there, and people who come in and bring goods to them to help them exist. And so listen to the Advocacy for the Persecuted Church broadcast over on warn-usa.com. But we also have people from around the world that listen, and they listen on Spreaker and a number of others, Blog Talk Radio, and I mean, they're just a bunch of them that... and you can go on over to our websites, and we have... on warn-usa.com, you can actually download the audio from there. And every particular show has an article written with it that gives you an explanation a little bit about what we're talking about and some background. And over on Dana Glenn Smith, I have embedded, I can't remember which one. It used to be Spreaker, and then I think I had to put Blog Talk on it. I'm not sure. But they carry all the shows as well. But within those embeds and stuff, you'll find a good list of places that are listening, ones that we've been in contact with that we know about. So, at any rate, the WIBR Warn Radio Network, that is the Watchman Alert Radio Network and the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research, we are not a nonprofit. We are a ministry. We're a working ministry. Paul was a tent maker, and we support ourselves that way. We do take donations, but when I'm doing the broadcast on the Advocacy Church, I tell people, where some of this information is coming, I tell them, be sure to support the ministries that have boots on the ground. And that doesn't mean we don't need funds, but we don't spend all our days talking about it. The Lord has, for over two decades, has made a way for us, and the things we do now, we do to get the gospel out. And so we want you to know that, and want you to be sure to comment on these broadcasts, like them wherever you can, because that helps, and make note of that. But remember, we're on a lot of social media. I mean, a lot. Some of them I don't like. We're on Facebook, and I used to have a big presence on Facebook, but I don't trust Facebook, haven't for years. They're corrupt, and the way that they enforce things, I tried to get some stuff going again with them, they demanded that I give them, a good solid ID, so I gave them my passport picture, and the next day they said I was in violation, so I hadn't even done anything, so... they're corrupt. I since deleted those, and they're in the process of it, but I don't give I don't pay attention to Facebook. I could care less about Facebook, but we do have a presence through somebody else who likes the show and everything, and they've got our page over there and stuff like that. But and all the feed to it is automatic. He don't do anything, or she doesn't, and I pretty much just leave it at that. Now, we're on Instagram. We like Instagram. Too bad it's connected to Facebook. We were on LinkedIn, and I got off LinkedIn because of they didn't like something that we were doing, a post that we put up, and they banned it and wouldn't run it. And that post, so happens, was one of the largest, most popular posts that we had ever put on Instagram. So it's kind of funny, and all the others too. I've had it with these people. We got off Twitter. We was on Twitter. We got off Twitter for one reason, because they were biased. They kicked Trump off, and at the same time, they're allowing these thugs from around the world to come on there. So Twitter can go jump in Twitter universe. Now, I do have a monitor on it called Zippy Doodah Day 1. I think that's what it is. And it's just what it is. Zippy Doodah. Who cares? Whoopee. But he's not on there to get followers. He monitors things. So I use him to monitor that, put a few posts up. But Twitter is corrupt. There's a lot of these. Now, the ones that we are on, we're on Parler, Clout Hub. MeWe has been really good to us. And USA.life, just to name a few. So we're totally off all these others. And that's where we'll be promoting our book, as well as through regular media means. But the bottom line of it is that the gospel gets out. And we're doing it online because this is one of the best ways we can get it out. We have people literally from around the world. And our websites have always had listeners and people come to it from around the world. Always. Just about every nation on earth. But we know that from Spotify, that on their podcast distribution alone, we're in 13 different countries. But, this podcast goes out around the world. You can listen to us anywhere. Our websites are some of the best built because I built them. Some of the themes I'm going to be upgrading again. And we try to establish a good podcast, but it's biblical. It's direct from the Word of God, and we give it, and we want you to know that you can go to our websites and contact us there. Now, I do not talk with people that much on social media. I don't have time to talk. And in the beginning, when we were doing this, people would, talk to me all the time. And I couldn't get any work done. And so I just stopped it all. Now, we do have people that send us direct emails, people that have been with us for a long time. And, if you want to be one of those, you need to get our email newsletter that comes out. And it's not really a newsletter. It's just the newest posts. And I don't really have time to write a special newsletter and tell you all the news. I don't do news. I don't care what. I don't care what goes on. I don't care who's in charge. I'm looking to the Lord. I have been preaching judgment on America. And if America is in some trouble today, which it is, so are the nations of men. Psalm 2 comes true right now. And so I wanted to give you these updates today. These are very important. So at any rate, go to our websites, get on our contact form, and you can contact us. If it's something that we can cover, we can talk to or do anything, you can send us prayer requests through there. And check out the Commerce Store, our bookstore over there, and you'll find both the books in the Steel series. And these are very interesting books. They're set in America. They have a prophetic tone to them. I finished The Rising before the COVID and all kinds of shutdown, and I had written things in it that actually came to pass later on in America. So make no mistake about it. These are books that you will enjoy. that you will see how this thing is progressing. And I take you behind the scenes into the spirit world. I do have a gift. Believe me, it's nothing except that God gave me the gift. And I've been writing since I was a young man. And many, many years ago, I was told that when I got older, I'd be writing and doing this. And that's what I'm doing now. And we were specifically called to this ministry online. Make no mistake about it. I've talked about it a little bit. I'm not going to talk about it today. But we are in Hebrews chapter 8. We left off at verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. And we are in Hebrews talking about Yahshua, Jesus, who is after the order of Melchizedek, which is really a fascinating person in the Bible. The thing I like about that, he has no beginning and end. And there's a lot of things about Abraham. There's a series I was watching. And I'm trying to think who put it together. It was over on Prime. And they carry some of these. It was about the Dead Sea Scrolls. Then it was about the golden scroll, the gold scroll, or the copper scroll, that they had put some stuff on. There's information about Abraham that came out that, in fact, that was found on one of the scrolls. This was after the Bible had been put together and everything. But it was a long time ago. At any rate, it was interesting, some of these things about Abraham. The bottom line of it is we go with what is in the Word of God. It's an amazing thing when you look at all the stuff. There's probably a lot of information that through the years we got lost. But I always say that the information that did come through is what God wanted us to have. These are glimpses. We don't have to have everything. Because as Paul says, we see through a glass darkly, but one day we'll see clearly and know all things. Howbeit, we do know a lot about what God is doing and what he has prepared for us. Now in verse 2 of it says, "A minister of the sanctuary, the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man." And of course, you know, Moses was specifically told, be sure you do everything exactly as you was shown in the mount. And I find that interesting, because how could you remember all that unless God helped you? Of course, he was up there for 40 days, so he could have easily written it down. I don't know how he would have gotten all the parchments down, but or what they wrote on at that time. But you'd have to have a good memory. You'd have to have the Lord help you to remember everything. Of course, if you're on the mount with God, I'm sure it's an experience you're not going to forget, right? I mean, when was the last time you was on the mount, like Moriah or something, with us? How about Mount Moran over in the park? We can't even get up there. But standing up there in the cold, you'd freeze your butt off. You know, that was in the Middle East. But see, today, through Christ, we have God with us all the time. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Our bodies are the tabernacle of the Lord God. We have of his spirit. We've been born again of his spirit. So wherever we go, we have the presence of the Lord and his Christ and our Savior, Yahshua Jesus Christ. So no matter who you're facing today, and they may want to kill you or hunt you down, or maybe you're in America and just having a tough time with COVID and everything, You know, it is true that God loves you. He sent his only begotten son. But he is not going to make you serve him. And if you truly want to know the truth and truly want to be delivered and find a power that can deliver you. And see, this is in America. See, Americans, we've got all kinds of medical and every kind of other kind of help. And so what do we need God for when we can go to the hospital? Well, see, there's a difference now. See, now all of a sudden, even in America, we have hospitals that refuse to treat people that haven't taken the COVID shot, which is absolutely poison. Now, I know it doesn't kill everybody, and thank God for that. But this Myrna and this adjusted vaccine that they're pushing around the world is not like a normal vaccine, and I do not recommend it at all. I, you know, it doesn't matter to me what they do. I'm not going to take it. And, you know, some of the Aborigines in New Zealand, they were going into their lands and where they were living, and they sent in the army to literally take them down and force them to have the shot. See, now we have a minister of the sanctuary, the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man, who we can go to. Now, see, the Jews had to go into the tabernacle, and then later they had the temple. Now, today they don't have a temple. And, of course, they have things like the Gentiles do, churches. And, you know, they can go into these. But yet the Jews still don't have everything they had back then. But see, the thing of it is, there is a lot of Messianic Christians over in Israel now. And there's some good ministries over there that are working to reveal the truth of Yahshua to the Jews. And, of course, they will come to the Lord. All of Israel will be saved, Paul says. But Israel, just like the Gentiles, are going to go through some issues. And thank God. See, because we have the one on the ground, the tabernacle that was built by the Jews. We know from Scripture, from many, many different kinds of books on the temple, what was in the temple, what the various things mean. Yet, the Lord is in the tabernacle, the true sanctuary in heaven. And of course, there's a number of things here we're looking at. There are some teachings where they have the Lord in an inner sanctum in the tabernacle, in the temple, in the Holy of Holies, in heaven, interceding for man, for his people. And then there's also the fact that he flatly states, John 15, that I am the vine, you're the branches. Now, in the Old Testament, Israel was the vine. And so where we look today is that it is the Lord in whom we are part of his body, his tabernacle. He is in our tabernacle, this body. And we will put off this tabernacle of flesh one day and have that tabernacle which is undefiled and will never, ever come to an end. And so here we go through Hebrews again, and this is when we get through Hebrews 9, we'll get in other areas of study. He really spends a lot of time on this, and Hebrews is one of my favorite books. It is so good. It is so detailed, understanding the ministry of Christ and the whole aspect to relate it to the Jews and how everything was in the Torah. So in verse 3, for every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, whereof it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. And, you know, it's really true, because Christ was a priest after the order of Melchizedek, and Melchizedek was not a Levite, so he could be a priest. And so it's important to understand that. When he came, he wasn't a Levite. Remember in Scripture, when he was reading and teaching on the letters, they couldn't understand how he knew the letters so well, because he'd never gone to any place to study. See, the Levites and the priests and the Jews, you know, they study this stuff. Many of the Gentiles, they don't. Not at all. Not like they do. There's some that do. We read the Bible, but, you know, we're talking intense study. A university for priests. Well, you see, Yahshua already knew it, because he is the Word of God. He is the Word incarnate. He is the Son of God. And, you know, when you're a Levite and you're a priest or a high priest, he is going to offer gifts and sacrifices. The Day of Atonement being one of them. Very important. Yahshua fulfilled the Day of Atonement. And Yahshua did offer something. Now, it makes note, verse 3 of that, that this man may have somewhat also to offer. He did offer. Yahshua offered his body and his life as an atonement for sin. John, when he seen him, said, "The Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world," because that Lamb of God is the perfect sinless sacrifice, and it would require his blood to cure the sin stain upon mankind. And in order to access that, you had to believe like Abraham believed. For Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness' sake. And we have a lot of enemies of the gospel coming to the Lord. We also have a lot of them that aren't coming to the Lord. But we get reports all the time, every day. And that's not to say that here in America there's not miracles. There are. But we focus on the mission field. We focus overseas. And the thing here is that Americans have a different fight about them, although they haven't rioted like a lot of them. The thing that we happen to have is justices that are limiting what, for instance, Biden can do, because some of his stuff is ludicrous, just stupid. And, of course, him not closing down the border is about as idiot as you could get. But he recently said Trump was right, and he initiated Trump's Remain in Mexico thing. Well, he was told to do that by a judge a long time ago. Now he's just getting around to it. And so, you know, the thing of it is that, you know, America's facing what she's facing in the nations of men. It's because of sin. And they will be lawless, because they will welcome in the man of sin. And that man of sin or lawlessness cannot come in until society is at the level of lawlessness required to bring him in. That's what we're waiting for. We're in the mystery of iniquity in Paul's teaching. We're there. We've been there. But we're moving forward. And yet that... Now, I believe, absolutely, have no proof, but I believe that the son of perdition, the beast, Revelation 13, is on this earth right now. Now, in my book, and I've been talking about it, The Rising, I give you a supernatural look into the beast in human form in The Rising, and a look at the supernatural aspect of that. And you'll be surprised at the ending of that, because this is not the end of the Antichrist at the end of the book. But things turn out, you know, I can't give away anymore, but it's, I wrote it in there on purpose. And some of this stuff when I write, I don't even know what I'm going to write. I have an idea, and then the Lord fills in the details. Because I can write like that. It's a gift. Thank God for that. That's why I write so much. But at any rate, getting back to Hebrews, you know, Hebrews relates to my book. It relates to what's going on, everything, you know. And thank God we do have a high priest. He's in heaven. And, you know, there are those within the realm of the theological realm and even lines of denominations that believe Yahshua is in the temple right now interceding for all of the saints, because he's in the Holy of Holies. And there are some things in there that I have a couple of issues with, because Yahshua's already fulfilled the Old Testament. And yes, there's a Holy of Holies, and he can go in there. And we do have a picture of that in Revelation. But he is there to intercede. When he ascended to the right hand of the Father. Doesn't mean he had to stand there all the time. But, you know, the Lord is busy in the earth, especially on the mission field, and he's busy here in America. Because it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. And so, for if he were on earth, he should not be a priest. He had to be a Levite, as I said. But yet he was a priest. That's why he is after the order of Melchizedek. Appointed supernaturally, appointed by a power other than man. Now, while he was born of a woman, he was fully God. And there's some interesting ideas about that. Because if you tried to reach people, or another species, to try to communicate to them that their whole lives depended on them knowing this, how would you tell them? Because they couldn't hear you, they couldn't see you, they couldn't understand. So God sent his Son. And this had been ordained before the beginning of the world. The only way to let us know was to come here as the Lamb of God, to tell us, you're going to die in your sins, and I have come so you don't die in your sins. And I tell people on the show all the time, and around, there's no reason for people to die and go to hell. Now see, John 3:16, everybody quotes that. Yes, God sent his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have eternal life. But the very next verse, you know, in a couple of down, you can read what it says in there. And the Lord said, they're not going to come. Why? Because he's the light and they're darkness, and they love darkness rather than light. God is not going to make you. He gave his life. That's what God did. God so loved. And this very aspect here, I mean, even Muslims, radical Muslims, the Taliban over in Afghanistan, we have a story out of there. A lot of these people get shocked out of their Taliban warrior mode and find out that instead of killing people, you know, that killing of the people is going to send them to Sheol, hell. And once they realize they get in a spot and what they've done is wrong and they're confronted, and we have stories, visible manifestations of the power of God on the field in front of radicals who were trying to kill him. Make no mistake about it. The Lord is busy on the earth. And in America today, I'm here to tell you that Yahshua is the healer. Many years ago, I was telling people, I said, don't depend on your doctors and hospitals. Because you're not going to have them. They're going to be there, but you're not going to be able to access them. We already have this with the COVID, and it's worldwide. These people are stupid that are pushing it because they're doing it for power and globalism. That's what they want. And you don't have to get that out of the Bible. You know, Strom Talbot was talking about that back in the 90s, and he wasn't the only one. They had globalist ideals way back then, and this didn't begin there, but they were just one of the purveyors of it. They've been pushing this baloney for many years, and they think they're going to have globalism. No, you're not going to have the globalism that you want. You're going to have the beast at the helm of it. It is going to be the day that you wind up headed for hell because you're going to take his mark. That's where it's going. It's not going to make man any better. Man is full of sin. Make no mistake about it. You need Christ. You need him today. You need him for your family. Your family needs him. And you have enemies. And God can intervene. Now, you need to make sure that you receive the Lord. You believe on him. You fast. You pray. You believe that word. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now, there are times, like during Hitler, the way to stop him, the nations of men had to make war and kill him. Israel has to defend herself, or she wouldn't be there. We are in perilous times today. So verse 4, for if he were on the earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. Now that's not the end of the thought, because there's a semicolon, which is a connector. So they made another verse out of it, which you really shouldn't. I wouldn't have, you know, if I had been separating, I would have not put that in there. But it says, who serve. Now see, other gifts according to the law, semicolon, who serve under the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed thee in the mount. So indeed there is, we know there is a Holy of Holies. We know there's the temple of God. We know these things. You can find it in Revelation. But the thing of it is, God had to do something for man to get him squared away. So they had priests, they had a high priest, they did the sacrifices and the blood of animals to atone for the sins of the Jews temporarily. Because Yahshua wasn't due to come for a while, and when he came and died, he died once and for all for the sins of all men. Now the devil don't want you to know that. The devil doesn't want you to believe that, but he's a liar and he's going to hell. Well, matter of fact, he's in hell. It's going to be worse than hell. I mean, what, are we going to banish him to his own room? Hell, he's already down there. He's in charge of everything. So, yeah, banish him to his own room, and he'll stay there forever. That ain't any harm. No, when he gets banished, he isn't going to like it. He'll be locked up for 1,000 years, and isn't going to be in hell. And when he's thrown into the lake of fire, that'll be it. And all of his wicked angels. So all the wickedness you see is going to be gone. And all the things that are facing you right now are going to be gone. But if you're suffering right now, Yahshua can help. The first thing he can do is relieve you of your sin and guilt. The next thing he can do, he can heal your body, mind, soul, and spirit. He can give you perfect peace. Now, make no mistake. When Tower and I came to the Lord, there was a massive change in us. And he physically, when we came to the Lord, we were physically delivered in many ways. The power of God came into our lives and set our feet on a path. And when you get on that path, that's not going to be just like a piece of cake. Okay, I've got her made. No. That's not the way this thing works. You're going to have tribulation, the Lord said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Well, that helps me a lot. You've overcome the world. You're over there. I need you to help me now. Well, you have to learn patience and faith and discipline and how to fight these things, how to stay away from them, how to keep yourself out of trouble. God died for you. But what are you doing going into that pornography bookstore over there all the time? And then you complain to God you're having trouble, men. Or women. Oh, yeah, you're not out of the woods. Remember, it was the woman who got Adam in trouble. Ha ha. Adam knew better. But he did it anyway. The fault is his. Eve was deceived. That's the difference. So that's why you need a high priest. That's why you should be thankful that he came and he's now at the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession for you, according to the will of God. Verse 6, it says, but now he obtained more excellent ministry. By how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Amen to that. We don't have to drag cattle and sheep and oxen and whatever, turtle doves and things to make offerings. Christ did it once and for all. And it goes on to say, for if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. Now, it was a covenant, but it wasn't perfect. It was not perfect because it dealt with imperfect men and women and children. And so the ones who died in the old covenant, and we have a name for this, they were in a place called Abraham's bosom. And in the New Testament, it says that the Lord led captivity captive, and that's who we're talking about. He brought them out of captivity and took them with him. He had a whole ministry to do. Because even the Lord said of Moses, Abraham would have done that too. They looked forward to his day, to when he would come and finalize the better covenant, which would say, yes, whoever believes in him, whoever follows him, they will be redeemed. Now is the time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Verse 8 says, for finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the day is come, saith the Lord, when I'll make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Now, it's interesting to note, when we talk about houses, Ephraim had the same promises upon him. Now, he was the younger. And this came out of the line of Joseph. Joseph, of course, married a pagan, a priestess. I mean, a woman, a gal that whose dad was a pagan priest. So that's where we actually do see the line of the Gentiles coming in, mixing with them. But Ephraim had the same one, the same kind of blessing, that in him all the nations would be blessed. And when we think of the Gentile being grafted in, we see him grafted in through Ephraim. I mean, when we look at the tribes. But it was Christ who came through the line of David. He is the one. And so we've been brought into the fold through Christ. And there's a whole other line of teaching on Ephraim. I don't teach on it. I knew the prophet that taught it. He's since dead. And he ordained 10 others to be prophets to teach it. I don't even know what they're doing. I haven't heard or seen anything. I went to a few of their meetings, you know, and I don't have anything bad to say about them. And it's not that I agreed with everything. But, you know, sincere people. And they definitely believed in Yahshua. But, you know, they were actually, they were different. And I'm not going to say any more. But at any rate, not according, now see verse 8, I'll make a new covenant. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant and I regarded them not. See, now that was the whole thing with the old covenant. And of course, with the new covenant, you know, God deals with you as a father. You become a Christian, you walk in the wrong way, God will chastise you. God says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Now think on that. Now while he loves, for God so loved the world, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. So if God loves the whole world, he rebukes and chastens the whole world. That's just common sense and that's scripture. And even for his beloved, those who have received him, and also for the Jews. He hasn't cast them away, but he works to bring them to himself. For this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days. Now, if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you know this. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I'll be to them a God, and they'll be to me a people. Now, that's exactly what the New Testament and the faith is. You know, I was raised, you know, going to church. And my grandmother, you know, my grandfather, everybody was Methodist. So I was a Methodist. Now, my other grandmother, who died long before I ever was thought of, was a Christian woman who had led my dad to a Amy Simple McPherson meeting. And there with his two siblings, they listened to her preach, and he was the only one that got out and got saved. And I maintain to this day, a lot of the blessing that I got straightened out and my calling is due to flowing through my dad. And the bottom line of it is there is a blessing. Make no mistake about it. And there is that presence of the Lord. So Christians today, you need to understand how great this verse is. that God puts these things into your mind and into your heart. You have that desire, and now you have the power to overcome because of what Yahshua did. These are dynamite verses. And we're coming. I think what we'll do is stop right about there, because we are coming down to the end. And I know there was a little bit of a lot of stuff I covered today. And that's what this particular when we talk about it, when we talk about things on Friday, that's what we do. Because this is the morning that we have a chance. I can sit here and I can cover some things that I need to catch up on. And I think that's important. So at any rate, we left off there at Hebrews 8:10. We got a couple more verses and then we'll be in chapter 10. And verse 10, chapter 9, rather. What did I say? The way I've got this marked is chapter 9. Hebrews, a very good book. I encourage you to read it again and again. Or if you've got a way to listen to it, that's a good way. Because I will play the Word of God all day long. Because my playlists are that long. We have friends in the Philippines, and he does the same thing down there. And, the Word of God is universal. Doesn't matter where you're at. The Spirit of God is everywhere. Wherever His people is. The promises of God are available to all. The atonement of Christ on the cross is available to everyone. The ability to be blessed in Christ and led of Christ, but also to die for Christ, is available to all. As well as the ability to reject God. That's available as well. You have to make the choice. Read Revelation 22. For this and a few other tidbits. Be sure to go to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word, and receiving of this word. And let the people who read this, listen to this, be blessed. Father, deliver them of whatever their ills are, whatever's coming against them. Make a way for them. Deliver them in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from their deliverance and from whatever they face. Right now, make a way for them, Father, I ask, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in some of the toughest regions on earth, God is in charge. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.